Welcome, welcome. Thank you all for being here. Great. So my name is Jennifer Dolan. I am the new CEO of TNDC, and I'm just really honored to welcome you all here in our community room and here at 383 6th Avenue. As I always like to say, we're just not opening a building, but we're really opening doors for comfortable, safe, and a place for our seniors to age. And this is really is a community for not only our seniors, but for also for veterans. So we're dedicating this space to them today. So on a more personal note, I just want to say I was born and raised seven blocks from here. So this is the neighborhood I first called my home in San Francisco. So it feels really fitting that this is my first grand opening at TNDC and that it gets to happen right here. So this is very close to my story and my beginning here in San Francisco. So I'm going to just step aside and introduce you someone who shares our passion to housing and affordable housing and housing for seniors, Mayor Daniel Lurie.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. It is often said that we should judge a society based on how we treat our elders. We need to ensure people can age with dignity, surrounded by their community. And we know that housing is a critical component of that. No one should have to leave their neighborhood, their friends, or their routine simply because they need stability later in life. Today marks another important step in our work to expand housing that meets the needs of these San Franciscans. I'm proud to open 383 6th Avenue, a development that brings 98 new affordable homes to the Richmond District for our seniors. This building sits near transit, parks, and small businesses that define this community. These new homes give our elders the opportunity to remain close to the places they rely on, clinics, stores, libraries, and more. This is about supporting people who deserve to stay rooted in the community that they helped shape. My administration has been focused on delivering housing across the city. Families must be able to afford to live in our city. And that's why we've introduced our family zoning plan, which will allow more housing across the city and make it more affordable for families, including homes near schools and transit. This is in addition to our work to cut red tape, speed projects up, and build momentum for our neighborhoods. I want to thank TNDC for their leadership and for the care they bring to their work. Their commitment to community plays a vital role in the success of developments like this one. I want to thank you all for joining us and for supporting the efforts that move San Francisco forward. Let's go, San Francisco. Thank you.
And now I'd like to invite up State Senator Scott Wiener.
Thank you. First of all, congratulations to the Richmond District for getting some much-needed, amazing, affordable housing for seniors, for veterans, for folks who are struggling, veterans who are on our streets who are now going to be able to be housed. And we now have families, veterans, seniors who were not housed before, who struggled with housing, who will now have housing. And that's what this is about. We have all these debates about housing and where you should have taller buildings or shorter buildings, where we should zone for housing or not zone for housing. And we have to always remember that fundamentally, this is about human beings and whether there will be homes for human beings, for San Franciscans to live in. Another thing I think I want to point out about this particular project, which is true of essentially all affordable housing now in San Francisco, is that these affordable homes, this project got its permit under Senate Bill 35, which was the first bill that I introduced as a brand new state senator back in 2017. And SB 35, which now became SB 423, allows projects like this one to receive their permit in months, not years, to be able to be fully built and not have to be chopped in half or completely mutilated or scaled down so that fewer people have housing. And when we introduced SB 35, there were a lot of arguments being made that are identical to the arguments being made today against the mayor's family zoning plan, which is that this will destroy everything. It's going to ruin the world. Well, guess what? It didn't. It made San Francisco better because more people can live here and more small businesses can be supported. And so the state plays an important role working with local governments, working together to have the housing that we need for our community. So I want to thank my colleagues in the legislature and the governor for standing strong on housing. I want to thank TNDC for the work that you do to get people the housing they need. And thank the mayor for your tenacity in moving forward the family zoning plan. It's going to be great for San Francisco. And let's just keep working hard to make sure that San Franciscans have the housing that they need. Thank you.
So I'd like to invite Supervisor Connie Chan. Thank you.
Welcome to the Richmond. I am so proud to be representing the Richmond. My name is Connie Chan. I'm District 1 Supervisor. But I have to say, you know, that I'm very fortunate that to be with all of you here today. For those of us been always working in city government and working for San Francisco, we know that oftentimes that when the time comes to ribbon cutting, frankly, that there were many, many before us that did the hard work and that there were many people, and I think including some of those are in this room right now, did that hard work for all of us to, for someone like me to be able to stand here to claim the credit and, you know, get to have this fruit and to share with all of you. It's a labor of love. It's a fruit of labor of love. Let me say this, though. For those of you may not know, this land that we're standing on was vacant for quite some time, and it was a funeral home that just kind of left alone in the Richmond, and came along a person that I want to recognize, Supervisor Chandra Lee Feuer, that is standing right there. Thank you, Supervisor Feuer. Recognizing that our seniors need homes, and you know, especially those that we know that living in poverty, and that they really are set incomes, they couldn't find any other homes in the district or in the city, and that this is a place that could be for them. But we know that when we build housing, frankly, yes, with all the debates, we know that two key elements to build real housing, land, which that's what we stand on, a vacant land, and then two is money, really. We got to have money. I mean, let's be real here. As your budget committee chair, I will tell you that. You can do all the permitting and all the policies. Man, without land and money, I don't know what to do. So, and I just want to give another shout out to our former board president, Norman Yee, who actually advocated for $600 million of affordable housing bond 2019 and got it passed, and that's what funded this project. So thank you, Sandra Lee Feuer, and thank you, Norman Yee, for their leadership to recognize that when we build housing and what we need is land and money, and then, of course, with their leadership, bring all of you, almost all of you, like in this room together. I have recognized faces that, frankly, been the first step, and then to today, I think we're just the lucky few to be able to stand here to say, you know, that we're here to cut the ribbon, but we're always actually the one who want to thank give thanks to the people who did all the hard work. And so I'm really, really grateful. I think we can do so much more. And we need to do a lot more when it comes to affordable housing. I look forward to it. And I just want to give a shout out to the Presbyterian United Church, actually right across the street. They are working on another 100% affordable housing project. It's amazing. And they, too, actually want to serve seniors. So, yes, thank you. And again, that's another project that they recognize they have land, and they're trying to cobble up some money, and we're going to support them, right, Mr. Mayor? He nodded, so yes. And so that is what keep up. And for this, I just really first welcome. And Don Baker is going to speak soon, I know, and a resident in here. We're so happy that you're here. We're so happy all our seniors are here. And then for those that not only that have completed this program and this project, and for those who will continue to do this work, I'm grateful. Thank you.
Supervisor Chan, you're underestimating. Without political will and having folks like all of you standing with us on this, like, this work just cannot happen. So really, thanks to three of you, and I know a lot of your predecessors were responsible, and with the exception of you, because you did get that SB bill passed. So really, it takes so much to do these types of projects, and these folks are really integral to it. So really, thank you very much. Okay, so the reason we're here is always to recognize and to be able to say, like, who are we doing this for? And you mentioned this, Scott. Like, we got to remember the folks that are actually living here. So I'd love to bring up Mr. Donald Baker, who is our inaugural resident here, and will be here for many, many years. But thank you for agreeing to share some of your comments and what this means to you to have this housing. So thank you and welcome.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank TNDC for opening the doors for veterans and others who are seniors like me to get a chance, a second chance at life. And I also want to say that if it wasn't for TNDC and those who have supported it, this wouldn't have happened. And I also want to thank every one of you for being here. And I really say this from my heart. Thank you.
All right, Supervisor, you mentioned the money. The money is really important. So I wanted to invite our next speakers, our part of the lending group and the group that makes this all happen. So I would like to invite Zach Olmsted to come. He is our Chief Deputy Director over at Housing and Community Development from the state of California. So welcome.
Thank you. It's always wonderful to be here. Happy to be here on behalf of the state, of HCD, of Governor Newsom, of our Secretary Tamika Moss, our Director Gustavo Velasquez. This is a real important project. I was just sharing with someone as we walked in a really, really good way. The state has come up and we've invested a lot in the last several years. And as a result, we are invited to speak at a lot of events, you know, as partners. We offered $52 million to this project through our multifamily housing program and our accelerator program. But this is a really, really important one. All the hard work that went into it, the location, the really tenacious work of TNDC. And so really always pleased to be at these grand openings, hear from residents, to see the real fruit of the labor, right? Why we do the work we do. So I won't belabor all the other points that I've made before, but we need more housing across the state. We need more affordable housing throughout the state. HCD has been very, very pleased to be a partner in all of those things and really will be a continued partner with TNDC, with others in the San Francisco community. We are making a difference. I know our eyes don't believe it all the time, but our housing completion has nearly doubled from the last administration, year over year. Our home, thank you. And we need, but we need to do more. We can't really herald that to the degree we want to, because we have to continue implementing legislation like Senator Scott Wiener authors, holding folks accountable to those new laws, and continuing to fund projects like this one. So I hope to be at another future event with TNDC in the future. But today, let's celebrate and really remind ourselves about why we do this work to find more affordable homes for our fellow Californians. Thank you, guys.
All right, we're under a time frame here, so we're trying to keep it moving here. So up next is our lender, J.P. Morgan Chase, is James Vasuki. He's going to talk a little bit about our working relationship for a long time, and really thanks to you and your whole team for helping us through this process. So James.
Of course, it's our absolute pleasure. Thanks, everyone, for welcoming us here. We love the Richmond. J.P. Morgan loves the Richmond. I grew up down the street, 37th and Geary. There's so many great restaurants here. My wife's Polish. The one Polish place we can find down the street, the grocery store, is great. My colleague Nina, who closed this with me, she actually gets approval. She's on the credit side. She literally lives around the corner. So she watched it the entire time getting built, sent me photos all the time. But we love this neighborhood. We love being here. We loved being challenged. And this project, it's innovation and financing. It was financed with the California Housing Accelerated Program, which is done without tax credits. For a lender, it means very high loan to values, which generally we can't do. But we're here to support innovation and financing. And then on top of that, we have a developer who then brought us wanting to do this as a tax-exempt bond transaction on top of that. So it's more innovation. So thank you, TNDC, for challenging us, for pushing us to do more. And then the TNDC staff here, they are just incredible. I got the opportunity to work with Sammy. I see him there. He's no longer at TNDC, but that guy is incredible. Him and his colleague, Colleen. Leah, who's now working on it. Chris over there, fist bump to all of you. You're amazing. You keep bringing forth projects like this. We really appreciate you. Congratulations, Richmond. Thank you. The Richmond. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of it.
All right, I'm bringing it in. This is the close. We're going to do a little ribbon cutting after this. But I really want to particularly thank YA Architects. This was our first opportunity to work with you, and what an amazing design and building. Everything, I walked in, I was like, oh my God, this is great. Oh, this is, so thank you so much. Nibby was our contractor. I also want to make sure that if you have time to go on Geary, go towards the ocean, because there is this beautiful mural that was done by Sorrel Reno Sui. And so it is amazing and gorgeous, and it's such a treat to drive down Geary and see that. And also to the Richmond Neighborhood Center. They were our community advocates and really helped us bring this housing here. And then just special thanks again to the TNDC team, Leah Stockholm, Alberto, Shreya, Chris, as well as our team Denise, who made this event happen today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then please go introduce yourself to our site team. We have Greg, Zoe, Paulina, and Jocelyn, and that's the magic. Right? It's one thing to get us to this part, and people say that's really hard, and it is, but to continue to maintain the building is completely amazing, and so really want to thank them for their ongoing support in building community. So probably a ton of other people that I forgot to thank on the TNDC. You know who you are, and I really just appreciate all of you and all the hard work you did to make this happen. So with that, let's keep building more housing in San Francisco and on the West Side. Yeah.